Locker room chats continue here on KMZA, talking Onega Buffalo basketball with boys head coach, that is Luke Baxter. It is presented by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, you got a very hot Troy team on Tuesday night. They have won now five straight. 51-33 was that final score, and you know, defense seemed to be the key in the first half. Both teams struggled to score, but really the difference in the game seemed to be the third quarter. Troy scored the first 11 and kind of able to keep it at arm's length from there. You know, just take us through that game Tuesday night and what you saw from your team.
Yeah, I mean, we did a really good job in the first half on defense and really rebounded really well, I thought, for the most part. They left Norris open a couple times inside, which frustrated me. You know, he's a really good player. You can't just let him just catch and go right to the basket. I was a little disappointed in that. And they ended each quarter with a three-pointer. They ended the first quarter, we did get a hand up in his face better. But Troy's a good team, and I was really happy with our defense. Offensively, we definitely struggled, but Troy had a lot to do with that. They are very hard to score against. Norris kid, he's a tremendous just offensive stopper. I was so impressed with him, and I thought he really took us out of our game in the first half. And credit to them and the team defense in general. It was really tough, and Troy's got a really good, talented team. They're playing well, and I would think they're going to be tough for anybody to beat at this point.
We talked a little bit during that game, you know, post-game, you called Jarrett Norris the best player in the TVL, and there's so many amazing players in this league, so that's certainly high praise. You know, offensively, though, you did get a spark there. Casey Myers in double figures with 10 for you. Even Colby Simpkins had 8, really, on the fourth quarter down the home stretch. You know, talk about those two and what you saw from them offensively.
You know, Casey, he went hard. You know, he got a lot of shots blocked, and he kept going at him. And Casey's a good kid, and he plays hard, and he can score for us. And when he's on the floor, we're better. So I was glad to see him get some baskets there when other guys are struggling to score, and he did a good job. And Colby Simpkins, he might be the best shooter on our team, and he keeps getting better each game. He hasn't started yet this year, but he's been playing a lot more. His defense is getting a lot better, and we're going to need him down the stretch. And when he's on the floor, at times we have multiple ways to score. It just seems like maybe only one or two of them are doing it at the same time. So if we could get multiple guys putting the ball in the basket at the same time and keep playing pretty decent defense, I really think we could do a lot of good things. And we played some good teams lately, but the kids played really hard, including those two. And I thought we kept battling. And We just gotta keep getting after it and keep trying to keep getting better.
TVL tournament starts this weekend, goes all into the next week. What do you like about the TVL tournament, and what are the expectations for your team this next week?
Well, I'm not sure we're playing yet. We'll be a lower seed, so we'll have to play somebody close to the top. But I kind of like the mindset of our kids right now. Last Friday, we came out with a lot of confidence, and we've been playing pretty good half-court defense all year. And if we keep sticking to that, and we lost a little confidence on offense last year, our last night, Troy had a lot to do with that, but if we keep getting more confidence on offense and keep playing good defense, I like where we're heading. I mean, yeah, we're 2-6, but I think this would be a good time for us to put a complete game together and see what we could do when we put a complete game together. I feel like we're getting closer, and I keep talking about getting closer, and I just would like to see us, like I said, 32 minutes on both sides, and I really think we could be a tough team to beat.
That is Luke Baxter, Onega Boys basketball coach. A conversation with the coach presented by Community Healthcare System, MainStar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies, getting set for the TVL tournament beginning this weekend. Coach, as always, thank you so much for joining us, and we will do it again next week.
All right, well, thanks.